Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 27th and our Bible reading is from the book of Revelation chapters 7 to 9. Getting a sneak preview of heaven, our final destination. We read in Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 and 10 like this. The words of Apostle John. After these things I looked, and behold a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. As we continue to follow the vision of Apostle John, as he sees what is going to happen in heaven in the future, we are given a sneak preview of the variety of God's people who will populate heaven one day. As John takes us into the throne room of heaven in his vision, we see the fulfillment of the mandate that Jesus had given to his followers. There standing before the Lamb was a crowd so large that it could not be numbered, which was made up of all nations, tribes, peoples and tongues. In fact, there were two groups present in the crowd that included the representatives from God's people, the Jews, and countless Gentile believers. Now, Jews and Gentiles have come together to extol the salvation provided to them by their Lord Jesus Christ. In the vision of Apostle John, he saw an innumerable multitude of people in heaven before God's throne, and they stood in white robes, symbolic of their righteousness and holiness. White robes may be garments of overcoming believers and of martyrs. The palm branches that they held were typically waved by crowds at victory celebrations and thus symbolized their victory over the enemy. This great multitude consists of all the redeemed out of all people groups throughout all of history, and together they praise God and the Lamb for their salvation. Another observation from this vision is that every person who has been redeemed by the blood of Christ will be on equal standing before God one day. And the focus of everyone's worship will be Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Let us forego every kind of discrimination that we hold deep inside us today and look at every person as equal in the sight of God. Let us give all our worship, praise and adoration to Jesus Christ, who alone will be glorified by all one day.